From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The government's star witness was on the stand today in the fraud trial of former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers. Scott Sullivan was WorldCom's chief financial officer, and he was a central player in the $11 billion accounting scandal that consumed the company. He's pleaded guilty to taking part in the fraud and is testifying against his former boss in federal court in Manhattan. NPR's Jim Zaroli was in the courtroom today and joins us. And Jim, we've called him the star witness. What makes Scott Sullivan so important to this case?
Well, I think proximity to Bernie Ebbers. Several other WorldCom executives have testified already. None of them really worked closely with Ebbers, so they can't really say how much he knew about what was going on. Sullivan can. They spent a lot of time together, Sullivan and Ebbers. They worked together. They traveled together for work. Sullivan says they often ate lunch together. He seems to have known Ebbers better than anybody.
And what has Sullivan had to say about the accounting fraud that occurred at WorldCom?
Well, he traces things back to 2000. He says in that year, executives were preoccupied with their proposed merger with Sprint, which was ultimately rejected by the Justice Department. Sullivan said when that was done, when they looked up, the telecom landscape, which had seemed so promising, all of a sudden had changed. A lot of the internet and telecom companies that were WorldCom's biggest customers were suddenly in big trouble, and so WorldCom's revenues were down. Sullivan says he wanted to issue a profit warning, which would have caused the stock price to fall, but Ebbers said no, not until we can explain to Wall Street how we're going to change things.
And what did Sullivan say about how WorldCom kept the bad news about those slumping revenues from Wall Street?
Well, he says they would get their revenue and expense numbers every quarter, and he and Bernie Ebbers would get together and talk about what to do to improve them. Ebbers was obsessed with matching the numbers that Wall Street analysts expected so the stock wouldn't fall. And Sullivan says a lot of what they did clearly skirted the law. For instance, WorldCom had contracts with other telecom companies to sell services to them. These customers were contractually obligated to do a minimum amount of business with them. But some of these customers were very near bankruptcy themselves. And Sullivan said, you know, there was very little chance they would actually buy as much as they were supposed to. But the two men decided to tweak the revenue numbers to include these minimum payments that were never going to come in. And so by doing this, they added $133 million to their bottom line.
And Sullivan is saying he did all of this with Bernie Ebbers, that the CEO had to have known about this.
Right. Bernie Ebbers' lawyer says his client didn't understand the accounting, and Sullivan was really responsible for the fraud that took place. Sullivan has testified that Ebbers did know a lot about accounting and really played a direct role in what happened. For instance, he says they went to an analyst conference in California in 2000, and they knew they'd have to give the analysts who were there some guidance about revenue growth for the upcoming year. And Sullivan says they agreed on a kind of a ballpark figure of 11% to 14%. But when Ebbers got to the conference and took the stage, he gave a higher number. He said revenue growth was going to be as much as 15.5%. Sullivan said he just basically pulled the number out of the air. Mm. But he really wanted to just sustain this illusion that WorldCom was a growth stock, so institutional investors would keep buying it.
And Jim, what comes next in the trial?
Sullivan has to be cross-examined. He's going to have a tough time, too. I think Ebbers' lawyer, Reid Weingarten, is going to do whatever he has to undermine Sullivan's testimony and his credibility. The judge has said he can ask Sullivan about his personal life, about extramarital affairs. Sullivan has already volunteered the information that he regularly used cocaine and marijuana while he was at WorldCom as an executive. So you can expect that he's going to face a real grilling.
Sounds like it's going to get interesting. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.